Beloved in Christ, perhaps you've seen a chart like this one making the rounds on social media. Along the bottom, every book and chapter of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, and the arches over them show all the interconnections between them, prophecies, cross-referenced verses, connections within Old and New Testaments. The chart tells us, listen, there are an astonishing 63,779 cross-references. That's how many arched lines there are on that graphic. The point of the chart is that with 40 or so Bible authors, most of whom never met each other, three different languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, not English, Spanish, and Dutch, written on three different continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, 66 books over a period of 1,600 years. The point is, there's no way this Bible of ours, the Word of God, could not have been divinely inspired. 64,000 approximate connections. Holy Spirit inspired, no question about it. Well, guess what? Today we're going to look at some of those connections, not 64,000 of them, just a handful. And the gems are going to help us today. So we'll start with the gems theme verse, okay? So if I could have a gem, maybe Shay Plowman, could you help me? Maybe you won't have to talk, I promise. Just come on up here. If you could come up, and here's what I want you to do. See that X there on the ground? Remember that. Pick up the first foam board here, okay? And make sure you pick it up like this and then hold it to your knees, okay? So no one sees it, all right? So pick it up, flip it like that. And now you're going to be ready to raise it up high above your head for a minute, okay? You're ready? Not yet, okay? So we're thinking about, though, your theme verse, right? So what is your theme verse again? Raise it up high above your head. All right? Very good. So gems, what is it? Gems? What is it? Deuteronomy 7:9. You're going to do that every time, gems, so just get your voices ready, all right? Your theme verse this year. Just, you can kind of go back and forth like this. That's good, Shay. And then you can now put it down, okay? Just, no, not like that, just so people can see it. Yeah, I don't want your arms to wear out, okay? There you go. Just, yeah, right there like that. Good. Now, just look at that screen, congregation, and we want to read the GEMS theme verse again. We read it a little earlier in that litany, but let's say their theme verse together once again. This is everybody now, okay? Here we go. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Very good, very good. Now, first, a little lesson about, you can just stay there, okay? Just want you to know, it's not, you don't get to go down yet, okay? But a little bit of lesson about what is going on here in the book of Deuteronomy. The people of Israel have been wandering in the desert 40 years. They were disobedient to God, so God said, this disobedient generation is not allowed to enter the promised land of Canaan. So 40 years, the people spent their time in the desert, gradually by attrition, people getting old and then dying, we have a new generation ready to enter the promised land. And the law, the Ten Commandments, all the other laws have just been given to the people a second time so that they know how they are to obey God. They're not going to be able to do it perfectly because they are human beings just like we are. But God wants them to live and serve in obedience. And here in these first chapters of Deuteronomy, including chapter 7, God is telling them how they must enter the promised land, how they are to act in the promised land, how they will conquer the promised land, how they are to love and trust God in the promised land. God wants them to be stepping out, sound familiar, gems? Stepping out to trust their faithful Lord. As the gems theme verse says it, he wants them to step out in faith, love him, keep his commandments in faith. But notice, before God says that he wants the people to lovingly trust in him, have faith in him, he tells them about himself. He tells them who he is. My beloved people, he says in the verse, this is who I am. This is who you are dealing with. With Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, Jem's theme verse, he does that right there. Know that the Lord your God is God. He is God. Know that I'm the one. If you get your memories going, I'm the one who rescued... Doing all right? Okay. I'm the one who rescued you from Egyptian slavery. I did that for enslaved you. I'm the one who parted the Red Sea so you could walk safely through. I did that for frightened you. And know that I'm the one who gushed water from the rock. I did that for thirsty you. And know that I'm the one who fed you with manna, bread from heaven. I did that for hungry you. Know that the Great One who did all that for little you is really, truly God. He really is. He is King, Creator over everything. The Lord your God, this God in the Bible, is really God over you. But now, as I thought about your theme verse, Gems, I thought that with all those 64,000 connections, there had to be some connections between your theme verse, listen, and the book of Isaiah. Now, why? Because my sermon series for Lent is called Listen to Isaiah. Do you remember that? 4 weeks, we looked at places in the book of Isaiah that spoke to us. But here we are in the fifth Sunday of Lent, also Gems Sunday, and look where we are. We're in Deuteronomy. Your theme verse from the book. So I went looking, and lo and behold, I found some great connections from this verse in Deuteronomy to some verses in Isaiah. So that's where we're going now, okay? So I need another gem. Thank you so much. Let's give Shay a hand, all right? And I need another. Just come on up. Come on. Come on. Yep. Okay, same thing. You're going to grab from the bottom, right? Hold it to your knees. Don't, no, like this, like that. There you go. Now get ready, all right? We're going to be raising it up, but not quite yet, okay? Now, we're looking for a connection to Isaiah, a verse in Isaiah, okay? So, Gems, remember what you're going to do. As soon as that verse shows, you're going to shout it out, what the reference is, all right? Do it. Raise it up. There you go. What is it? All right, you can you already have it lowered. That's great. All right, what do we have now? Isaiah 49, verse 7 says, it's a long verse. I'll read it. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. Kings will rule or will see you and stand up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. Now, where is the connection to our Deuteronomy verse? In Deuteronomy, we read, he is the faithful God keeping his covenant. And in Isaiah 49, we get the connection, the Lord who is faithful, the faithful God. There's our connection. Let's hit that slide, okay? He is the faithful to his covenant God. You can keep it lower, okay? He's the faithful to his covenant God. That's Israel's God. The faithful to his covenant God. Hit the slide. Is it not coming up? There you go. Even when there's trouble, we find out, and that's what the Gems have been learning about all year. Can they truly step out in faith to trust their God, especially in life's storms? Listen to Isaiah. This is what the Lord says to him who was despised and abhorred, hated. Israel was despised, hated like this. What's going on in Israel this time? Israel will be in exile, Babylonian exile. There's one of life's storms for you. Nebuchadnezzar will carry the people away into exile, and the people know, Babylon knows, Israel has been disobedient to their God. And God has let them be carried away into exile. And in the minds of the Babylonians, they think they're dealing with a God who would not or could not deliver his people because his people are sinners. So they're a despised people, a hated people, along with their God, the Lord God. Talk about one of life's storms. But these enemies forget they are dealing with the faithful to his covenant God. And soon kings are going to stand up. Princes will bow down because they will see the Lord God being faithful to his people, keeping his covenant. bringing them back from exile. When God has chosen someone, has covenanted with them, he remains faithful to that covenant. Now, I'm sure you see this Isaiah passage connects directly to Jesus, doesn't it? Because while the passage is talking about Israel being hated because they were unfaithful to God and would end up in exile, it's also, listen, talking about Jesus, about God's Son, the suffering servant. He, remember, also was despised, abhorred, hated. And lo and behold, where Israel failed to obey their Lord, God's own Son, Jesus obeyed it perfectly. And he went to the cross for it. There's no clearer place for us to see God's faithfulness to his covenant than at the cross. Because there, God's own Son paid for our sins, the sins of you and me, and credited his righteousness to us. Israel couldn't obey perfectly, ended up in exile, but God, faithful to his covenant, brought them back. And we also can't obey perfectly, which puts us in a kind of exile from God. Disobedience and sin will do that to you. But God faithfully brings us back by giving us Jesus, who did obey perfectly. And that perfect obedience is credited to us. We receive that from God. That's the faithful to his covenant God. He keeps that covenant with us faithfully, even when we are so often unfaithful. And yet, because of Jesus, we have been made righteous. How totally faithful to his covenant can God get, even in life's biggest storms? Wow. So from Deuteronomy to Isaiah to Jesus and now to us who step out in faith, who step out and trust our faithful God, yes, imperfect, often disobedient us, but God finds a way to remain faithful to his covenant, all because of Jesus, all because of Jesus. All right, next connection. Thank you very much. You can put your sign back down there. Just whoever gets up here first gets to be here. I'm not going to call your names, okay? All right, there we go. Remember how to do it? Like that. Okay, be ready. Don't lift it up yet. Almost. All right. Okay. From your theme verse in Deuteronomy, we go to where, Gems? Say it this time. Here we go. Raise it up. All right, let's check this verse, beloved. Lower the sign, keep it down low so we can see it, and your arms don't get tired, okay? Just kind of stay there nice and slow. Lower the sign, okay? Good. Follow along as I read this now. Here we go. Here it is. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. You see the connection. Deuteronomy verse, remember what we have in the word, it's right in the middle, the word love. And in Isaiah 54 verse 10, we have the same word right in the middle, love. Isaiah adds an adjective, unfailing love for you. Of course, Isaiah would do that, which means God is the fixed his love on you, God. He's got his love, his eye fixed on you with his love. We're at the end of a crazy winter, right? Blizzards, tornadoes even, all kinds of powerful weather. That's what this passage talks about. Earthquakes, right? Who has ever felt an earthquake? Who's felt an earthquake? Anyone? Yeah, a few of you. Good. Scary thing. And some earthquakes, the ground rips open. You know, houses can even be damaged. Hills and mountains can move. But what do we read? Do you think those things are powerful? Guess what can never be moved from you, shaken away from you, taken from you? God's unfailing love. Nothing can remove it. It is indelible because that love is written in the ink of the blood of Jesus. Look at that. Again, the connection goes straight to Jesus. And that blood of Jesus, born out of God's unfailing love, is indelible for you. So from Jesus to you, to us, that love, because of Jesus' red blood, has washed you, slide, white as snow. You're at peace with God. That can't be removed from us because of Jesus. So from Deuteronomy to Isaiah to Jesus to us who step out in faith, who step out and trust the God who has fixed his love on us. Second connection. All right, next one. You can put that one down. Gem. I need another gem. Okay. Here you go. You lift from the bottom. Keep it invisible for a minute. There you go. You're ready to lift it. Okay. You ready, gems? Okay. Raise it up. Excellent. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. I hope the last line just blows you away. God has done wonderful things, things planned long ago. If you could hit that slide, that'd be great. Now let's make the connection. Deuteronomy verse, remember? He keeps, another slide. He keeps his love to 1,000 generations. If the average generation length is 20 years, that's 20,000 years. That is a long, long time, isn't it? Make the connection to Isaiah. He's done wonderful things, things planned long ago. If you could hit this slide. And he's been doing this and is doing this and will be doing this for 1,000 years. Wow. What description can we give God when we connect those two verses? We say, he is a fulfilling all his plans God. Slide, please. Think about that. God has his eye on everything, and every plan of his will be fulfilled. Think about this, gems. You know what God says about you and me and everyone here? He says, I knit you together. In your mother's womb, I saw your unformed body. All your days he planned and wrote in his book. He says that in Psalm 139. We're making more connection. Here's another one, Jeremiah 29. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. Heard that verse before, right? God is fulfilling all his plans for you because that's what kind of God God is. Now let's make sure we make our connection to Jesus, right? Slide. Do you know what was planned long ago, way back in Genesis 3:15, after Adam and Eve sinned, God told Adam and Eve, because of sin, one of their descendants will need to crush the head of the serpent. That's Satan, the devil. But he also said the serpent's going to try to fight back. And the serpent will strike the descendant's heel. And what do we find out thousands of years later? That's exactly what happened, because Jesus, following his father's plan, planned long ago, died on the cross to pay for our sins, to defeat Satan, the awful serpent. Jesus did it. And it was all planned out by God long ago. Before God, you see, fulfills all his plans, because he fulfills all his plans, even over thousands of generations past, present, and futures. Okay, so we connected it to Jesus. How about to us? Easy. Ephesians 1, verse 4. God chose us. Before the world was created, he chose us in Jesus to be holy like Jesus, because of Jesus, through Jesus, and through what he did. He mapped out that entire plan of making us like Jesus from before the creation of the world. And that plan included you who trust in Jesus, who step out in faith. That plan included you and thousands of generations like you. All right. Thank you. You can put your sign down. Okay, here's a special bonus. Need another gem. Okay, come on. Come on up. Next board. All right, you're ready to go? Ready to raise it up? Ready to talk, gems? Oh, right there. Ready? Lift her up. Gems? All right, Revelation 7, verse 9. What are we doing in Revelation, right? Where's Isaiah? Look at the numbers. I'm a numbers guy, right? 7:9. Deuteronomy 7:9. Revelation 7:9. Same numbers. Great connection. Last book of the Bible, and here we are given a peek at heaven. God actually lets John, the writer of the book, see into heaven, and we read there, "I looked and saw a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hand." Does that sound familiar to your verse, Gems? Planned from long ago, God has been working with 1,000 generations of people, and here in heaven is that very multitude that no one can count, and that multitude is growing by the day. That plan of the fulfilling all his plans, God keeps rolling right along all the way to eternity, and you Gems and all of us here are a part of it. Wow, wonderful connection. Thank you, Revelation 7, Gem. You can put your sign down. All right. So let's see again what kind of God we have. He's the faithful to his covenant God. He's fixed his love on you, God. He's the fulfilling all his plans, God. From Deuteronomy to Isaiah, from Genesis to Revelation, and every connection in between, this is the God we meet in God's word. This is the God who is faithful to us, who loves us, and who has plans for us that stretch from now all the way to eternity. And so we want to step out in faith in this God, our God. And because of who he is and what he has done through his son, Jesus, who lives in us through his Holy Spirit, because he's working in us, we can say that even in life's storms, we will step out in faith to lead, to worship, to pray, to testify, to live for him. You did a number of those things today, Gems. You know, one more connection, though. One more connection to your theme verse, to your theme, step out in faith. You know what it is? Okay, one more gem. One more gem. Okay, here we go. Okay, grab the board, get ready to raise it up, okay? Ready, Gems? Raise it up. Can you believe that? Same chapter, same verse, and even in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah writes, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." And today we know that we can stand, that we will stand firm, because our faith is in the Lord God. And we know that the Lord our God is God. He will help us to stand. Amen. Put that down again. Thanks so much. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful that you are God, that you are a faithful to your covenant God, even when your people are unfaithful, that you are a fix your love on us God, even when we are unloving, that you are a fulfilling all your plans God, from before the foundation of the world was laid. What a God you are. And you tell us to step out in faith, to trust in you, to trust in Jesus, our Lord God. Help us to do that in everything we do, as we lead, as we worship, as we pray, as we testify, give testimony, as we live and serve Jesus. Help us to do it stepping out in faith in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.